Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it is so good to hear your voice every Saturday morning. You are such a trooper. And, you know, this is our 26th year. The Golf Club in the 26th year. Wow. Where did the time go? Had a lot of fun and keeping on. All right, let's see now. We're coming to you live from the Golf Club Studios, Oahu's South Shore. Welcome into the clubhouse. Got a really great lineup for you to listen to. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, author, Vision 54 Trilogy. Jerry Ostry, author, Hogan Edge, creator, Edge Strike Putters. Ben Hongo, president of the Aloha Section PGA, director of instruction, Hongo Golf Academy in Kapalua on Maui. James Kaiser, owner, Golf Education Encounter, but he's the volunteer director of the Golf Heritage Society, but he's Cosmic Golf. Yes, Cosmic Golf he is. And there's going to be the Cosmic Cup. We're going to tell you all about it. Yep, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Early December. Yeah, I can't wait. Mostly cloudy. Windward and Mauka. Scattered showers in the morning and then occasional showers in the afternoon. On the leeward side of Oahu, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, we're going to have some scattered showers on the leeward side as well. Amazing. High 81 to 86. But listen to this, and I'm so excited. The winds are out of the northeast, 15 to 20 miles per hour, giving us a little bit of a chill in the air. If you're going to play a round of golf on Sunday, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers. Highs 79 to 84, lows 69 to 74, northeasterly 15 to 25. Doesn't sound as good on Sunday as Saturday. Saturday should get out and play, and I've got some tee times for you. All right. Pele's Peoples, they're on the course at the Volcano Golf Club, and you know what? You can play at 8:32 or 9:24 or 10:48. Makale, there's an 8:40, a 9:36, a 10:10. The Peacocks, of course they are, on the golf course. And on Kauai at Poipu, 10:10, 12:20. Yes, the movie people. They wouldn't tell us what movie's being filmed. The movie people are catching a round of golf. Kauai Lagoons has a 9:16 and a 10:20 and an 11:18. Oahu, Pearl at Kalaau, there's an 8:30, a 9:36, and a 10:48. Hawaii Kai has an 8:36, a 9:10, and an 11:06. And we've got, at Turtle Bay, 8:32, 9:18, 10:10, and the Sand Dollars. They're all over the course. No, actually, it's a group. I love the names people come up with. All right, let's go over to Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:50, 9:20, 10:16. Lady Hawaii execs, they're on the golf course. They're planning things. Bayview, there's an 8:30, a 9:30, and a 10:58. Have you ever thought about it? On a golf course, you can say things with one another, you know, plan stuff. Nobody can overhear you. It's just the two or four of you. All right, and then we've got on Maui, on the gold course at Wailea, only an 11:30 and an 11:50. And the emerald course has an 11:30. And the blue course has a 9:30, a 9:50, and an 11:50. And let's see, the worldwide intern associates are on of innkeepers. They're on the golf course. And we've also got Maui Nui, 11:20, 11:52. And 12:16, and for the life of me, I can't figure out these guys. The Dog Pounders, they're on the golf course. We'll be back with Ron Cyrak right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA teacher gets to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Evilé next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy Maui.
The Golf Club
on 101.1.
Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame, Golf Channel contributor. He has worked more than 150 major golf championships. He's considered to be the only writer to cover all of the men's and women's major championships in the same year. And he did it three times. My goodness. And I really am tempted, but I'm going to go on. Author Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, including The Game Before the Game, Play Your Best Golf Now, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, always a pleasure to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And boy, you know, the LPGA season, I'm sure you know, but for folks listening, the LPGA season runs from January 30th to November 23rd, which is coming up, with a total of 32 official events. They're playing today, or they played today. Tomorrow's the final, the Toto Japan Classic on the Seta Golf Course in Otsu City, Japan. Then there's going to be the Annika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican on Pelican Golf Club in Bel Air, Florida. And then finally, the CME Group Tour Championship. That's in Tiburon Golf Club, or on the golf club, of course. But It's the Tiburon Golf Club on the Gold Course in Naples, Florida. Goodness gracious, I can't read. Ron, is this a really long season? Unusually so?
It's, you know, they've always ended the, I'd say for the last 8 or 9 years, have ended the week before Thanksgiving, and they start in January. But, you know, it sort of starts with fits and starts. They play like a couple in Florida, then they have a couple of weeks off, then they go to Asia for a few weeks. And so there are some off weeks in there. But, yeah, it's a long one. And, Danielle, I think maybe they did this in honor of your 26 years of having this this radio show. The LPGA went 26 tournaments. The first 26 tournaments had 26 different winners this
wow.
year.
Wow.
There was not a repeat winner until Gina Titicul got picked up her second. And since then, Mio Yamashita has won twice. The only time that the person with the most wins on the LPGA had as few as two wins in a season was the COVID-shortened 2020 season. Other than that, it's always been at least three. So this has been a year of incredible parity with no really breakout dominant golfer out there. And probably another example of how deep and broad the talent is in women's golf now. Players are coming from every corner of the world, literally.
Yeah, so what, like last year, the dominant player was Nelly Korda.
Yep.
She had seven wins last season, and she comes back this year, and she wins, but once. What's happened with our dominant players?
We've seen this so many times, and it's the second time we've seen it with Nelly, actually. She had the breakout year in 2021. She won four tournaments, won a major championship, added the Olympic gold medal, and then couldn't follow it up in 22 and 23. Came back in 24 and wins seven times and this year. And if you look at her stats, she's still third on tour in scoring average. She's averaging 69.698. And I was going through all of her numbers, and every number that she has is comparable to last year except one, and that's shots gained around the green, chipping and putting. And she was fourth on that stat last year. She's 89th this year. And that's the difference right there between winning and finishing in the top five a lot and not winning, which is that's probably costing her maybe one and a half, two strokes per 72 holes. that's enough not to win a tournament right there.
Yes.
Not making those up and downs when she needs to.
Yes, absolutely. And that, you know, when you said putting, she's, what did you say, 89th?
Well, she was in putting. She's doing fine. It's the getting up and down. The shots gained around the green.
I got it.
Yeah, she's in the 80s.
Okay.
And last year she was fourth in that statistical category.
Now, having had the experience that you have had, writing a book with Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott, an incredible book. Where, how does one lose their ability to get up and down?
I think a lot of times what happens with players is it's really hard to build on success. It's really hard to, you know, and it doesn't take losing your focus very much to go from being a dominant player to just a really good player. Mm-hmm. And Nelly is still a really, really good player. Mm-hmm. But when you have a year like she had last year, all of a sudden there's a zillion off-course demands that are put on you by sponsors, by media, by fans, by tournament directors, and you've got all these other diversions, and it's hard to keep your mind focused on golf. And I think the really great players, the three greatest winners I've ever covered are Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Annika Sorenstam, and one of the things they did brilliantly is they not only forgot their losses quickly, they forgot their wins quickly. When they won a tournament, they played the next week with a passion as if they'd never won a tournament before in their life, and it's hard to maintain that mindset. And I think in the case of Nelly, it's not that her game deteriorated drastically; it just slacked off just enough mm-hmm. that she went from that dominant level to that really good level.
Yeah, and did Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Annika Sorenstam sort of, you know, keep those who are wanting to make demands upon them at bay?
Well, I remember Tiger Woods once telling me that when you win a major, the most important word to learn how to say is no. And, you have to know when to, you think about it. With each endorsement deal that a player signs, they probably commit themselves to 2 or 3 days a year in time to that company, doing TV commercials, doing corporate outings, in 2 or 3 days. So if you have 5 or 6 tournaments, you're now giving 2 or 3 weeks away to off-course demands. So it's hard to juggle all those balls. But I think the intensity that always continued to rage inside of Tiger and Jack and Annika is something that you don't learn. It's really something innate, something inside you, and something that made them special, transcendent athletes.
Yeah. A demand for excellence from within is, you can't learn that. You just...
When Annika was at the peak of her game, I remember telling her once, I think it was 2005. She won 5 tournaments in a row, which is the LPGA record. She and Nancy Lopez both won 5 in a row. And she was going for her 6th. And I told her a story about, I asked her if she ever heard whose secretary it was. And she hadn't. The great racehorse that won the Triple Crown. And in the Belmont Stakes, the last of those, won the race by 26 lengths. Just was like, blew the field away. And I said, Annika, Secretariat wasn't competing against the other horses. He was competing against his own agenda he had in himself. He was motivated entirely by his heart and his desire, passion to win. And I said, Annika, that's what you're playing like right now. And I think that's what the greats are really doing. They're not competing against anybody else except their own standard of excellence. And that's, again, I'm not sure that's something that you can learn. I think that there are some people who just have that in them.
Yes. Yeah. And wow. And it's really something to see. And when you were talking about the horse racing, there was a jockey recently who said, I didn't do anything. I just let it, him, her, go, whatever. I didn't want to get in the way. And that's woo. And there she is. All right. We've got this tournament that's happening in Japan. And Ron, we have Nasahata Oka, Yuni Araki, Myo Yamashita, Suri Sakuma, Ai Suzuki, Sayaka Takahashi, and G.A. Shin. They're at the top going into tomorrow's last and final round. That is, you know, and I'm looking for American names. And I find
you got to look quite a ways down the leaderboard. I think Lindsay Duncan might be the first or something.
Yes.
In there. Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, what does it take for us to compete against these really talented women? And our women are very talented, but there seems to be something extra. Insights?
Well, I think a positive sign to look at. Well, first off, there's three things. One is Mio Yamashita is one stroke back in that tournament, so she has a chance to be a three-time winner on the LPGA this year. And it would probably lock up for her, if she doesn't already have it pretty much locked up, she's going to be Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
She's got an outside chance to be Player of the Year, so she could be Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year both. I think one of the underreported stories of this year has been the emergence of Japan as a true power. I mean, they've really replaced Korea and Thailand as the ruling power of women's golf in Asia. If you look right now, 10 of the top 50 players in the Rolex rankings are from Japan. They have two in the top 10 of the Rolex rankings. Mio Yamashita and Mao Sago are both in the top four in Player of the Year points. And the top two in Rookie of the Year are Mio Yamashita and Ryo Takeda. So Japan, that quietly has emerged as a power there. And that's part of what the reason we see fewer Americans out there is not so much that Americans have fallen off, is that the rest of the world's taken a step forward. Now, the hopeful thing for the Americans right now is the USGA has created a junior program, a junior national team. Their training center is in Pinehurst, North Carolina. This was their first year that they're starting to have matches. And I think that you are going to see that bear fruit, you know, three,
yes,
four, 5 years down the road.
Yes.
But for the first time, the United States now has a national junior program the way Sweden does and a lot of other countries do. They have these national junior programs. The United States finally has one. That's really hopeful for the future.
Yeah. First tee started it all with the kids, getting them into the game. And that just incredibly multipliers. So many children enjoy this game. Some at 4 years old, they want to go out. Dad, I want to go out. They say it in a different way, of course. But and it's wonderful. So we don't really necessarily need to worry about what our teachers are teaching our U.S. players. It's more we need to maybe get stronger, just a little bit stronger, so we're competing against Japan that's come on so strong themselves.
There's two key things in here, and one is training and coaching, but the other one is just access. And there was a great program called Golf on Course. It started in the Northern California Golf Association, and it's now spreading nationally. And what they do is they get golf courses to become in their network, and then kids under the age of 18 can play. Like, I know the Northern California Golf Association has about 100 courses in their network. Kids can play any of those courses for $5.
Oh,
and then
man,
the Northern California Golf Foundation picks up the rest of the green fee. So it's a win-win situation. The kids are getting access to affordable golf, and the golf courses are getting revenue from the California Golf, from the foundation. And and as I said, that program started in Northern California. It's now spreading nationally. And again, that's going to be something that's going to bear fruit down the road.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Just to bring her out to the fore, Jennifer Kupcho is the only U.S. player to win this past year, American USA player. Yeah. She earned $837,899. One win, three top tens, 16 of 23 cuts made. If you're listening, kids, apply yourself because it could make some money for you. Danielle, it's not about the money. Well, it is sometimes. I'm glad what you said is really spot on about getting more players into groups, and it's already a pretty hip game to a lot of kids that would never have thought of playing golf, but now they are, and that's really exciting. Very, very exciting.
Every metric shows that the COVID boom in recreational golf is continuing. The number of rounds played and the number of people who are playing golf continues to go up. And a part of that is driven by the fact that last year was the first year ever that as many people played non-traditional golf as played actual golf, things like Top Golf and simulators and stuff like that. And all of that is going to bring, anytime you put a golf club in somebody's hand, and whether it's on a simulator or a driving range or whatever, and they can experience that great, great feeling of a well-struck shot, you've got them hooked and they're going to come back.
Excellent.
And so the game is just going to continue to grow.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm not sure if there's anything I didn't give you an opportunity to say that was on your mind.
No, I think we pretty much got it all. The takeaway from this conversation is this was sort of a disappointing year for American golfers in the LPGA. No question about it. As you said, no victories for Nelly, only one American winner out there. No Americans won a major championship. But there's a lot of programs in the pipeline that are going to bear fruit down the road, no question.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I just, this thought just popped into my mind. Some of our players, our women players, as women, there comes a time at some age, when you start thinking about other things outside of the sport of golf, maybe, so you get distracted by things, not necessarily demands from, your sponsors, but other things that you'd like to do. And so the interest, the drive maybe wanes a bit in some people. So it's interesting. I've got to close this. I was not going to say it, but the first job in golf, kids can go, get them into the game and they can go get a job. Ron Cyrak did it. His first job in golf was filling the pop cooler at Castle Hills Golf Course in Newcastle when he was 12. How did you get that job, Ron?
Well, I got to play free golf for doing it. That's a course where my dad played. It was a steel worker, played in a factory league at that golf course. And the woman who owned the golf course took a liking to my dad and to me gave me that job and said if I did that. And I graduated from filling the pop cooler to bringing the carts up from the cart barn. I'd bring them up in the morning and take them back at night and put them on the battery charger.
Wow.
And for that, I got to play golf for free.
Wow. Yeah, that was when you were a little older than 12, or were you still doing it at 12?
I was a little older than 12. The first one was filling the pop cooler. Then I went to bringing the carts up.
Right on. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, and LPGA Media Excellence Award, member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame, and Golf Channel contributor. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Aloha, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Aloha. We're coming back. Jerry Ostrey's with us, author of The Hogan Edge. What a story he has from the 80s. I'm not sure if he wants to delve back into the 80s, but man, there was a lot going on in golf. Not the game, but the behind-the-scenes stuff where they build stuff like clubs. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, it's Aloha Power's week-long steel sale. No, not steel like the, metal. We're talking steel. That's tools made by the company. Steel. It's time to retire those big box tools. Steel is on sale, 25% off. Riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers and a whole lot more. We have service, parts, accessories for every rider. From home to commercial sized, you mow it, you blow it, you bag it, you're done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Jerry Ostrey is author of The Hogan Edge. He's creator of Edge Strike Putter, made by Jerry Ostrey, a Golf Heritage Society member as well, like I am. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jerry.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
It has, and I missed you but you know what? I didn't have a clue about your backstory until I Googled something and an interview or something came up. It was all about you. It's just incredible the behind the scenes that you did with Wilson Golf and Hogan and all these people working. I didn't know there was this much hiring and firing and selling of. Does that still go on today?
Well, it's a little bit different today because the industry has changed. And the regret I have is when I was going through that journey, I couldn't see the trees from the forest of what a rich story and opportunity I had working with somebody like Ben Hogan. The manufacturing organizations, as you may or may not know, have all changed because most everything is now made overseas, and all they do in America is assemble the clubs. They don't plate them, they don't grind them, so it's not as big an operation as it was in the 80s.
Wow, that is so telling. Yeah, now, you wrote the book, The Hogan Edge, right? And
yes.
I read in My Golf Spy about all of these things. You know, our main competitor was Ping. We didn't have a club that could compete. And without the club, we were going to shrink. Hogan President Jerry Ostrey tells My Golf Spy. Now, this is something you walked into. I just wanted to give folks a little bit of a background of how you've been in this business for so long and all the things you've seen, because it certainly did open my eyes.
Well, I go back to the early days when I started my career at Wilson Sporting Goods and running the Walter Hagen Golf Factory. And so when I got to Hogan, he had been long gone from the golf scene, It was in 1984, and he kind of retired in 53. So I didn't really know that much about him, not being a historian. But every place you'd go in the factory, if you'd stop at a workstation and say, "Why are you doing that?" you'd hear, "Well, Mr. Hogan wouldn't like that." and so I was asked, because I was a manufacturing expert, they were having trouble delivering their product, and I was hired as the vice president of manufacturing to come down and work there. And during that period of time is when all the chaos started, with a corporate raid and foreign ownership and the company losing money and having to sit with Mr. Hogan with his child. And of course, people know or don't know, he is the only player that started a company and ran it himself. Everybody else would give them their name, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. They weren't involved in the operation. So this was his baby, and all of a sudden dumped in my lap was, "You're the president, fix it or we'll get somebody that will fix it." And after going down that path, I wrote a book 2 years ago, and when you look at Hogan, and this just happened, there's 8 books that have been written.
Oh, wow.
Ben Hogan's 5 Lessons, Mr. Hogan, The Man I Knew, The Wee Iceman Cometh, Ben Hogan, Power of Golf, Ben Hogan, Lost Collection, Ben Hogan, Short Game Simplified, Ben Hogan, American Life, Ben Hogan, The Myths Everybody Knew, The Man No One Knew, about his golf and personality. Not one single book about the businessman, his company, his craftsmanship, and his design. That now has made the bestseller book, competing with them on Amazon. And as you know, I came back from Nashville and did a presentation there in a book signing and sold out. The
yes.
story is starting to get some national recognition. And before I forget, if you can send me Mark Rolfing's address, I'd like to send him a book and have him read it, because the book game is all about reviews. If you get a review, and I've got 114 now, it's starting to get a national audience.
Wow.
But I go to the course once a week, Danielle. I set up a little table and I put book signing on it, and I sell books and get Hogan's story out there. So I decided to detail the moves that were made with Mr. Hogan to turn around the company, to introduce a forged cavity-backed perimeter weighted club to compete with Ping. And that's what we did together as a team. And the history is it sold 160,000 sets, and Hogan went back up to being the number one club manufacturer in 1989.
Wow. That is, you know, and this is another little piece that apparently, I'm not sure if you left it out of your book, but from the Golf Spy here, My Golf Spy, Ostrie did leave out one little detail in that meeting with Hogan, and it was a detail no one at Hogan other than Ostrie knew. Just 1 year on the job, Ostrie had turned a $2.5 million loss into a $2.5 million profit. Wow. But a week after the 1980s, go ahead.
We did that right. And John Barber, so kindly, I sent him a book, and he endorsed it on mygolfspy.com, and that's a true story. My approach was, I was appointed president. He barely knew me. I only met him 3 times in 1985, and I had to go into his office and tell him I'm the new president responsible for his company, and how could I get his trust to work together so I could use my expertise with his expertise to turn the company around. And I would meet with him every morning to discuss the steps we were taking, the marketing moves, the commercial, the goodwill. And the book kind of relays all of the conversations we had of how to get one of the most difficult people to talk to give you an answer of yes.
Wow. Wow. It's really something that you persevered. I mean, the folks, when you're reading about what, not only is there all this stuff going on behind the scenes and the people factors, and then the fact, you know, the Hogan factory goes on strike. You know, you're like, what?
Yep.
We're finally getting.
Yeah,
yes. Go ahead.
And then they sold the company before we were done. And a new owner came in. And what are you going to do now? We were three quarters of the way through getting the design. And, of course, nobody knew the Edge would be the success it was, except for one little indication. If you listen to people in golf, and I'm sure you have, and I know I have, they talk about feel all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can define it, but they talk about it. And Mr. Hogan used to always say, you get the feel with a forging that you never get with a casting.
There you go.
So if we were looking for one point of difference, if we could build a perimeter-weighted forging, that would have a benefit no casting in the world could offer the consumer.
Wow.
And when we did that, we had a news conference and introduced it to the news conference and let them hit the five irons and... That's what it took off, and I'm proud of that. And then one of the last things for your listeners, Marion Golf Club is one of the most prestigious golf clubs in the country, and John Capers III is their historian. And last year, they inducted the Hogan Edge book into their archives. They have 1,600 books. Some dating back to the 1600s.
Wow.
And this is the only Hogan book in their archive.
Wow. Congratulations. What?
I'm pretty proud of that. And the more I talk about Ben, and I did another presentation at the Nashville trade show, and everybody brings up a story that warms my heart and an association or when they met Ben or some things that Ben did. The person is so much different than the national image of who he was. And that's the person I knew. So I'm pushing the book and trying to get endorsements, and it's moving forward. And I have a 54-point slide presentation with pictures on all of the things that we did and the results of those. So... and everybody, if anybody wants the book, I don't have a web page yet, but they can call me at my number or email me, and I will respond to them and answer any question they have about Hogan. But I'm very proud of that. And I have one other thing for you today.
Yes?
You asked to say, is there something going on in golf? And I'm not an engineer. But I'm a craftsman, and I see what's happening. And you probably remember when they introduced metal woods.
Yeah.
And all of the people on tour said, it'll never replace a wood.
Right.
This is terrible. They won't perform. There is not one single wood played by the greatest players in the world today. That phenomena is now hit putters.
Wow.
And the simple truth is, for 100 years, almost every putter that everybody's built is imbalanced. There's more weight in the heel than the toe or the center. So mechanically, when you start to make your swing, the heel moves first. You're familiar with lab. You're familiar with the stroke balance edge. If you visualize the old Newton ball, steel balls hanging in front of you, they're perfectly balanced. If you pull one steel ball back and let it go, it tracks in an absolute perfect straight line. Every putty manufacturer of any substance today is now producing center-shafted balanced putters.
And so the world changes and it revolves. Yes. Yes.
And Scotty Cameron, who is the benchmark, as you know, and just a famous brand, just came out with his two. Now, obviously, it's not for everybody, but if you watch pros hit balls under extreme tension with a heel-mounted putter, they miss to the right. The putter is slightly open. It's not square at impact.
Thank you.
That's the news I have for you on the club front, and I think you'll see more and more of that as the year goes on. But I meet every morning and talk to people out Hogan, answer any of their questions, try to go to all the local tournaments and set up a booth and show the book to them, and they all ask about, well, what about his swing? What about? I said, hey, this is not about the swing. He's an American hero, and I think, here's a kid that at 9, 12 years old, his father committed suicide. He had to go to work because there was no welfare back then to support the family with his brother, and he found golf caddying because he made 65 cents a round, and that's the most money he could make at 12 years old.
Wow.
And took to the game. He's a hard worker. He had no dreams of becoming a professional golfer. If you follow the history of golf, when he was a young boy, there wasn't any professional golf. All the golf was played by gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The gentlemen normally belonged to country clubs. And the circuit was all of the amateur tournaments like Bobby Jones. The golf professionals were considered gypsies. There was no tour. They wouldn't allow them through the front door of the country club. When it started, Wilson, McGregor, and Spalding came up with some seed money for the PGA pros in the north to go play somewhere when their clubs were shut down. So that's the only money they were playing for. And look at it today.
Truly. Yeah. You know, they're making a good living. A good living if they make it to
work. A very good living.
Yes.
So
yes.
It allows me to relive my life, Danielle. And I sometimes look in the mirror and say, oh, my goodness, I wish I'd have known that 40 years ago.
Don't we all? But I got to ask you.
Right.
You have the Edge Strike putter. So are you going to change your Edge Strike to this new balanced?
No, my putter, it's called the Stroke Balanced Edge.
Oh.
And that is what everybody is changing to.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Okay. Now, here's what, when you look at Lab, they call theirs lie angle balance. When you look at Bettinardi, they call it simply balance. When you look at Odyssey, they call it zero torque. Everybody is using a different name instead of the putter is balanced in the stroke direction, which is where you need it to be balanced. And I trademarked the name Stroke Balanced Edge.
Got it.
So I know they can't use that. That's why Bettinardi went to SB. Now, my SB stands for stroke balance. Their SB stands for simply balance.
I think stroke balance is much more appropriate. Yes. Simply balance.
And what you do is when you go to a golfer and you say, put your putter on your two fingers. Where's the face facing? And when you look at a face balance putter, it's facing straight up in the air. When you look at a heel balance putter, the toe is facing down away from the target. When you do that with a lie angle balance, simply balance, or stroke balance, the face is facing the direction of your stroke.
Beautiful.
It couldn't be more simple.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Now, where can we get the Stroke Balanced Edge?
Well, I don't have a web page yet. They'd have to. They can call me at 817-925-9662 or email me at jerryaustry@att.net. Probably within a month or two, I'll have a web page set up, but I don't have that set up right now.
Okay. Did you say 817?
925-9662.
Got it. Okay. And Jerry Austry, and it's Jerryaustry
@att.net.
Excellent.
And they can call about a putter or a book, and I will take care of them and autograph it and get it in their hands. And if you would be so kind to checking with Mark and
I will
if
do
I
that.
Could send him a book to get an endorsement, I'd be indebted forever.
Okay, I will. That's already done in my mind. No problem. Yes, my pleasure to do that. You're wonderful to talk with, Jerry. Thank you so much for going into. You really got to get his book because it just one thing. And this the what I was able to read so far was the condensed from My Golf Spy, but it's amazing. The things that you went through, Jerry, to get to today, and looking back, if I'd known that 40 years ago. Exactly. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle, and the best to you, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Oh, we will. Thank you very much. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this with Ben Hongo, PGA, president of the Aloha section. And, of course, he's the director of instruction, Hongo Golf, hongogolf.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
He's a runner, he's a foodie, he's a sushi cuisine lover and lover of the game. Ben Hongo, PGA, President Aloha Section, PGA. That's the PGA of America, largest sports organization composed of PGA of America golf professionals who work daily to grow interest and participation in the game of golf. And he's director of instruction, Hongo Golf, teaching professional base at Kapalua Golf Academy. You can find him at hongogolf.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you say, did you send me a note about 6 years has gone fast?
Yeah. we just had our PGA of America annual meeting in Frisco, Texas. I'm actually right now in California at my mom's place. But, my tenure as a president of Aloha Section is coming to an end in a few weeks. And we had a great time in Frisco. It's just such a great, like you said, 31,000 of us, and we do a lot of different things, teaching golf, promoting golf, running golf operations, Scotty Scheffler is from that area. And there is a gentleman named Randy Smith, who was his coach, and, Scotty gives him a lot of props for his career and whatnot. But anyway, it was a great week over there. And I was only there for like 4 days, but I felt like I was there for like 2 weeks.
Wow. It must have been fun. But did you folks talk about the Ryder Cup?
We did. We did. We definitely talked about the Ryder Cup. And, and there's, some comments that they made about some of the stuff that happened there. And, we're moving forward.
Excellent.
We took notes.
Yes.
Yeah, we took notes of what, what we could do better and whatnot. So, hopefully when it comes back to, I think, Hazeltine or something like that, in 4 years, I think PGA of America is going to, I think we learned our lesson, and I think we're going to do a lot better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you always do good,
Yes.
It's great to hear that, the conversation is, happening and the direction is in that way so that, when your kids are with you,
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't there, but, most people that, I heard more positive things than some of the stuff that, we've heard over the social media. But it seemed like people who I talked to that actually went, they had a great time.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. But there was just that factor where, you were like, wait a second, you've kind of crossed the line there. Fans.
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, the fans. Yeah, they amazing. So you are a Golf Digest Best Teachers in Hawaii, voted by your peers, 2024 to 2025. And you've won so many of these awards. Aloha Section PGA has awarded you Teacher of the Year 2004 and 2017, Youth Development Leader in the year 2008 and 2013, Horton Smith Award in 2018. In 2023, Aloha Section Golf Professional of the Year. You are... you're so well loved as an instructor. How do people get into seeing you? You're a busy guy. How do we get a lesson from Ben Hongo?
I'm a lot more available than I think a lot of people think I am. All they got to do is just visit my website. And my phone number is on there. They can just call me, or you could actually book me online if they choose to, whatnot. But I think the hard part is just coming to West Maui. especially if you're from the mainland. But really, other than that, I'm pretty. I'll definitely make space.
Awesome.
Unless I'm off and running to Frisco.
Yes, unless you're going to Frisco, or you're a runner.
Yeah.
How much running do you do?
My age has caught up with me. Running becomes a little bit harder as I think people your listeners kind of understand.
Yes.
But so I kind of changed my running more on the treadmill. I still run a bit on the treadmill, and I've actually kind of or enjoying some Stairmaster at my gym. They have these like machine stairs.
Yeah,
they're actually like stair looking. So I kind of enjoy that. It gets my heart going, gets my sweat going, and whatnot. And yeah, so that's what I do. But yeah, I haven't really ran outside for a little while.
Okay,
to be honest with you.
Well, I'm glad you've got the cushion of a treadmill or whatever you're using, because, you know, hitting the pavement or the concrete is not exactly good for your spinal column.
Yeah.
But,
although we live in Hawaii, so I could run on the beach, right?
Yes, but, you could, but sometimes hitting a wet sand is also just, it feels about the same. And, you know, at a certain age, you got to kind of, you know, say, like, I should probably take care of what I've got since I'm going to get older.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but is it important when it comes to golf to be a runner, whatever, to do Stairmaster? Is that critical to the game?
Yeah, I really believe so. I mean, you know, from an aerobic standpoint, you know, I mean, it's recommended what you get your heartbeat to, whatever, depending on your age. There's a formulation for 20 minutes. And whatnot. I'm not sure if that actually helps golf performance. Now, I do hear a lot of people, you know, they get to the 15th hole and they're kind of wiped out. You know, they're getting a little tired, so that might, you know, it might increase your endurance. But as far as, you know, like, you know, that one shot that you're going to hit, I think mobility is more important than anything else.
Mobility.
So working on your and a lot of people get mobility and flexibility kind of confused. But if you stick your finger up, you know, and mobility is your ability to just move your finger on its own. Flexibility is, you know, how far can you bend the back with your other finger? You know, there are a lot of people as we age, you know, they kind of lose their, you know, ability to move. I mean, you ever see some people that's really kind of got, you know, back or hip issues, and they got to bend down and, you know, tie their shoes. You just kind of, you know, you see a difficulty of them doing that. Then you see a 15-year-old kid, you know, they just kind of plop over and just, you know, they do it effortlessly. So I think mobility is really, to me, is really important. And when it comes to golf, you know, there's kind of three range of motion that we're kind of looking at. So you have your, you know, right side twist, left side twist, your ability to turn, basically. You can bend forward, okay, get into flexion, or you can extend up or stand up. And then you have your bends. You can bend to your right. You can bend to your left. So when I go into the gym, I actually kind of concentrate on those three range of motions. I think for most guys at my age, they're probably strong enough in their, you know, upper body and hands to swing a golf club fast enough to play half decent golf. I mean, you may not be able to play Scottie Scheffler golf, but you can be a you can be a, you know, 12, 15 handicap and play, you know, half decent golf with most people I see. And then for the young ones, the, you know, to me, I mean, I'm not a, you know, fitness expert whatsoever, but we're seeing a lot of young people getting hurt because the speed is so prevalent in our needs and wants. So, you know, we're hearing, you know, college coaches won't even look at you if your driver ball speed is not 160 or hot faster.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, they're putting a lot of pressure on these young kids swinging the golf club faster and faster. So you have to create a base, you know, a fitness base, strength base, mobility base, in order for you to swing the golf club at the speed that you want, or else you're going down. And we're seeing that. You know, even, you know, in teenagers, so they're unprepared to swing the golf club. So there are a lot of, you know, programs out there like Super Speed Sticks and whatnot, you know, that that you're working on with overspeed training. And, you know, we're seeing people, kids especially, they're getting hurt. And so we just have to be careful with that. So, you know, when I do get kids, you know, if I get a junior golfer that's 11, 12 years old, and we get into that conversation, fitness, I always do refer them, you know, to a professional, you know, somebody that knows that world. So, you know, that's just my advice. But for older folks like myself, I would just work a lot on mobility, you know, Pilates, yoga, those things are really good. Don't just concentrate on how many pounds you need to, you know, bench press. I think you have to kind of look at the overall part of it. And then, you know, far as for me, when it comes to running, I don't know if you know this, but my dad had a heart attack when he was 52. Wow. So that's always in the back of my mind, is to keep my ticker kind of, you know, moving. So that's probably the reason why I really, you know, have got into cardio, you know, working out by running and stuff like that. So that's just the background.
Yeah, that it's, well, it, today it, doing exercises and running or walking or what, you know, whatever it is, steps, it's something we all know about. Your dad probably grew up at a time when, you know, it wasn't cool to do, people just didn't do that. Yeah, yeah. And it's important to add that into your everyday. Even swimming. What do you think about swimming?
I think swimming is great. I mean, you know, I think swimming, I mean, like when I go into the water, you know, it kind of mends my soul a little bit. I don't know, something about being in the water.
Yep. Amen.
I think it's great. Yeah, I think it's great, especially in a, you know, just the natural ocean and whatnot. Yeah, I think anything is better than nothing, in my opinion. And, you know, we tend to just sit there, with the six pack in front of us and, you know, watching the Lakers or, you know, watching the 49ers or whatever, as you kind of heard. I'm a, kind of a Niners Lakers fan, but, you know. And or watching the World Series. Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!
What a World Series!
Dodgers.
Anyway, we tend to, you know, become a couch potatoes and whatnot. And I'm certainly guilty of that as well. But I think, you know, something's better than nothing.
Yeah, and so keeping yourself relatively fit to get in on the golf course and have a nice time. How about, you know, getting comfortable for business golf? I mean, how important is it to know? Somebody invites you, hey, you know, we're getting together. We got a threesome. How would you like to come play a round of golf with us? And these are all people that you normally don't get to sit around and talk with, you know, business talk. And you can do it so much more amicably, you know, when you're on the golf course. So, learning the basics to get comfortable for business golf, isn't that one of the, avoid being embarrassed on the first tee, isn't that really important?
I really do. I mean, I hear that all the time, right? I mean, so many people come to, you know, to my lesson tee and says, hey, I just don't want to embarrass myself, which is just making good contact with the golf ball. You know, so, you know, just to have some foundation, you know, what I call BPGA, ball placement, posture, grip, and aim, it, you know, comes in play with that. But I also explain to people, you know, most people who play golf, they're not very good at it. You know, so I wouldn't worry about, you know, how well you're playing. And most of us, when we're playing golf, including myself, I'm so darn busy trying to figure out what I'm doing that I'm not really paying attention to what you're doing, you know, across the fairway 40 yards away from me. I go, don't get so self-conscious, you know, with your golf game. Just enjoy yourself, have fun. And, you know, and there are some examples. I mean, I'll give you a little story. So I work one of my clients. He's from German and Germany, excuse me.
Yeah.
And his company created this rubber that goes into aero, you know, like things, like airplanes and stuff. Anyway, so he was selling his company to this, you know, to another company. And so they went out and played golf, him and his CFO and this, you know, a potential buyer. And I guess this potential buyer was a really happy guy, da-da-da. But at the end of the round, he kind of came up to him stern and says, hey, give me a call in 10 minutes. He calls up in 10 minutes. He goes, I'm willing to buy your company, but you have to fire your CFO. And the guy goes, what? Well, what happened? He goes, well, I saw your CFO cheating on the golf course. So I don't want to work with him. So, you know, so I don't know. I mean, you know, is that going to happen 100% of the time? But I just think that, you know, being friendly, being a good, you know, good golf mate, makes a difference. I think that's more important than playing great.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
yes.
You know, so that's just my opinion.
Yes. You know what? And something else crossed my mind. You don't want to be so good that you embarrass somebody who you're really trying to impress. So you,
yes.
So you're not really impressing him. You're just getting him really angry.
Yes.
And then they never want to play golf with you again.
Well, that could work for you, too, because maybe he's kind of a core golfer and he plays in a lot of pro-ams and he's competitive and he wants to, you know, have a winning team.
Okay.
You know, like I work with, you know, a lot of juniors, obviously. And I say, hey, only, you know, if there's 1,000 kids in Hawaii, there may be 0 out of the 1,000 that makes it on the PGA or LPGA tour. So, you know, I think you have to have a little backup plan. And I go, man, no matter what, you know, you're going to be a really good golfer if you're going to play golf at a high level, high school golf, or, you know, Division I golf or even Division III golf and whatnot. You're going to be better than most. I mean, the average handicap is what, like 19 in the United States? Something like that. So anyway, I go, you're going to have some heads up on people, especially if the boss likes to play golf. So, you know, enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of the things that, you know, you can go and see Ben Hongo to get better at is I love breaking 100, 90, and 80.
Yes. So I think the strategy for each goal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Improving your short game. Short game is really important, you know, that good old putter. I love my putter. It's my favorite place on the golf course. For me, the whole, I get a little nervous and tense up a little bit on the, you know, when I have to use that driver thing. Yeah, I like my irons much better than, and then my putter is my favorite. Don't we all have a favorite club, like the 5-iron or something? You know, it's just, you just feel comfortable with it. It suits you. It suits your soul, whatever. Prepping for tournament golf. Can we go to see you about, you know, tell us about that.
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, people do it very differently and whatnot, but I think prepping for tournament. Well, first of all, I think a lot of people, you know, there's this thing called the PAT, playing ability test.
Yes.
That's the first thing you have to do to become a PGA professional. And I see these young professionals who, you know, see this date coming up and say, 2 weeks before, okay, I'm going to start practicing a lot of golf. And then they get to the PAT and they're, you know, it's kind of like trying to cram for an exam.
Yes.
It doesn't generally work, you know. So, you know, my advice is, you know, you know, if you're playing in a tournament, whether it's whatever, I think you have to kind of make a life, you know, like almost a lifestyle out of it. You know, I had a instance where my gym near my house burned down.
Oh, Lord.
And there was another gym down the road, but it was out of my way. So I decided not to, you know, join because I didn't think it was going to fit into my lifestyle. So I think somehow, you know, whether you put your practice session on your calendar or something like that. So, you know, something to make it so you do it regularly, you know, so it's part of your weekly life, you know, whatever, you know, so, you know, come up with the commitment of whatever, you know, it could be two, you know, say, I'm going to practice 2 hours in a month. It's like, okay, so don't do it on the 31st and practice all 2 hours on that last day of the month. Do it 30 minutes each week.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, break it up. So you're doing it more on a regular basis. So I think that's really, to me, that's really important that you don't just kind of go, oh, there's a tournament coming up, so I'm just going to practice 2 weeks before.
Right.
I think it needs to, you know, and then I think you have to kind of identify what your weaknesses and your strengths are, whatever that might be. And you don't want to completely ignore your strengths because you don't want your strengths to become your weakness. Because you've been working so hard on your, you know, weaknesses and whatnot. But I think you have to kind of identify it and go, okay, out of that 30 minutes, I'm going to spend 20 minutes on my driving because I'm not very good. And then I'm going to spend the other 10 minutes on my short game where it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I would try to kind of identify those things. And I think you have to go out and play golf. You know, people think that they can get better, you know, better at golf. You know, on the driving range, and I think you have to go play golf.
KORLY in Honolulu. And I think They should go to Ben Hongo, PGA, President Aloha Section PGA, for a couple more weeks. You know, he's put in 6 years. I think it's time for a break. And he's the director of instruction, Hongo Golf. He's at hongogolf.com, a teaching professional based at the Kapalua Golf Academy. So if you're on Maui, if you're heading to Maui, it's a really beautiful place to be. Thank you, Ben, for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Mahalo. I always enjoy these Saturday morning conversations, and I look forward to the next time.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're coming back with James Kaiser, way out of this world. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Oh, you know what? There's so much going on at home that you've got to get done. And maybe those tools aren't in their best shape anymore. It's Aloha Power's week-long steel sale. And that's S-T-I-H-L, like in steel. It's time to retire those big box tools. Steel is on sale, 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, and a lot more. It's all at Aloha Power Equipment. We have service and parts and accessories for every rider. And from home to commercial-sized, mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Yeah, and your back doesn't hurt as much. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile. It's next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
James Kaiser, he wears many hats. He's Cosmic Driving Range and Smart Targets. He's Cosmic Golf. He's president of Friends of Cherokee 1895, saving a historic 126-year-old golf course. Welcome into the clubhouse, James.
Thank you, Danielle. I'm tired listening to all my titles. I need to retire.
Go take a nap. It'll be all good after a nap, or have a banana, potassium, and all that good stuff. You know,
banana, right? Exactly.
And yes. The really big news, is the National Putting Tour event that's coming on December 6th. It's the National Putting Tour. Okay, give us some background.
Okay, well, we have a really cool Taj Mahal of driving ranges called Cosmic Golf. It's in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. We have 36 outdoor hitting bays, 6 indoor simulators, an 18-hole indoor putt tech putting course, restaurant that seats 850, four bars, four party rooms. It's just the place to be. And so we are, we think we have heard from professionals that we probably have the most exciting, dynamic, PGA Tour condition type putting course they've ever played. By that, I mean that it putts as it should. It putts like a PGA Tour green. There's many different lines, many different strategies to every hole. So it really, if you're a good golfer, if you're a good putter, you're going to get better. If you're a great putter, you're going to get better. So it's really cool. So we have a friend named Brock Gillespie, and he's a National Putting Tour owner, as well as one of the finest putters in the world. So there's this group of professional putters that putt all over everywhere. There's a whole bunch of tours. This is the biggest tour, and they want to putt here. They've had so many requests from their people that they want to come do a tournament here. And of course, we said yes. So we're doing the National Putting Tour Cosmic Cup, December the 6th, and we have a $200 buy-in for professionals that will compete for all, most of that, $170 of that goes back to the prize pool. We have a $50 amateur pool because now amateurs can even putt for cash. It doesn't affect your amateur status. And we also have a beginner kid-friendly tour that's going to cost $10. So they're just going to compete for some prizes. So that's what's happening December 6th.
I love it. How do you sign up?
You go to nationalputtingtour.com and you can sign right up. We're on the front page, and you sign right up on their website. And it's you can Google Cosmic Golf and get a link from there. Just Google National Putting Tour, but I believe it's just nationalputtingtour.com. And you can sign right up right there on the front page.
Yeah, awesome. And you know, okay, every player must pay a $10 green fee that goes to Cosmic Golf. The $15 gives you an all-day pass to the venue that opens 8 o'clock in the morning. And there are four buy-in options to the tournament. The beginner pays $10. That's for two rounds, and the winner gets a prize. I think that's so cool, right?
Yep.
Then there's
right. The
amateur $50 entry fee. That gives you three rounds. 30 goes into the cash prize pool of your 50. The top 30, I kind of get a little confused.
The top 30% of the players would get paid out. And I think you're looking at another one that we had, another professional division, but we've just eliminated that, so we go straight from the 50 to the 200, and 30 of that goes to the organizer, because we're going to be shooting videos and everything, and this will be on some of this will be on ESPN on Apiocho.
Yes,
so we're excited about that too. So we're just really trying to promote putting competitions and quality putting competitions, because what we want to get out of this is we want to showcase something that's fun for kids. I mean, kids can make hole-in-ones. Beginners can make hole-in-ones. Experts are going to make a lot of hole-in-ones. In fact, we expect to shatter some course records right now. The course record for 18 holes is a 34. That's only two under. That's only like two hole-in-ones. But, you know, I know for sure that some of these people, like Rainey Statham, is going to come in there and dial it in. And, you know, I expect a 28 or a 29 to become the new course record, because it's hard to make a hole in one, but if you're a really good putter, it's not so hard. Once you get dialed in, once you start figuring out the lines, like we have lines that you're aiming at a lake and you're like, why are we aiming at a lake? It's not a real lake. It's blue turf, but you're aiming at it. And that's the line, because there's so many contours. I think I sent you some videos of some of these putts that go all the way across the left, all the way across the whole green to the other side and around. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's just so, it's exhilarating. I get goosebumps even talking about it.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, because, you know, this tournament is being held on what looks like the coolest putting courses ever. It was built by Putt-Tech, inspired by Augusta National Golf Course. How can you go wrong? The course plays to a par 54. And it looks really cool, because It's there's no sun for you to worry about.
There's no sun. There's no cold because we do have a cold snap. We're going to have a freezing here in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. We will get I have to take my impatience in. They're not going to live much longer. My tropical plants.
Yes.
It came from Hawaii. They're coming in the house.
Oh, yes. Yes. Put them in the, warm room, wherever that is.
That's right. But this is indoors, so it's 72 degrees all the time. We're not affected by wind, rain, storm, hail, any of that stuff. It's indoors, and it's beautiful. And we have lots of beers on tap, lots of soda on tap. We have, a restaurant that has the most dynamic, best food ever in this area of Kentucky. Smash burgers, pizza, chicken, steak to die for. I mean, it's truly a special, special place, Cosmic Golf.
Four of the best putters on the planet are going to be there. Who are those four of the best putters on the planet?
So far, two of them, their names eluding me right now, but Rainey Statham is debatably the best putter on the planet right now. Brock Gillespie is one of the best putters on the planet right now. And these guys are just really good. All the people, when you go to the register, you can scroll down and you can see the people that have registered. And because some of the best putters in the world are coming, we expect more to come because when one shows up, many show up.
Yes.
And we are close enough to the East Coast that a lot of people might drive in for this. And we do have condos available at $200 a night that'll sleep five. So if some people want to shack up together, they can get a really good room rate, which is right across the street from the venue, because it's definitely having some course knowledge is going to pay dividends. So we would recommend people come early and do some practice putting to figure out the lines and figure out how it all blends together. But and then they might want to get out on the range and hit some targets, because we have those smart targets and they flash. So you hit a target, they flash light up. We have in-range scoring, so it gets even better. So it's just everything about this venue, if you're a golfer or you just want to have fun and be entertained, if you don't even play golf, this is a place to come, eat really good food, and be completely immersed and entertained in a way you can't even imagine.
Now, what I like about this, I was reading, how you get to sign up, the beginner, the amateur, the professional, $200 is the fee, but $180 of that goes into the cash prize pool, and the top 40 to 50% get paid.
That's right.
It's not like you're making a ton of money. It's all going back to the people.
and we're trying to build this too, Danielle. We're trying to get this thing where this thing just takes off, because we know the quality of the putting, and we know that records are going to be made, and we know that professionals, they want to make hole-in-ones. They want to make a lot of hole-in-ones. They want the person that makes the most hole-in-ones to win. But they also want them. These guys are gamblers. And so we're trying to do everything we can to make this appealing enough where the city comes back next year and possibly, somebody steps up and sponsors it and puts a whole lot more money so these guys could compete for possibly a $5,000 or $10,000 first-place check. Much like what the PGA Tour is doing. But if we can showcase this right the first time and get a lot of hit, next year we might get a lot of people to come stay in hotels and stay for the week in this beautiful part of the country, because we're right by the Bourbon Trail, too. So we're, you're 20 minutes from Jim Beam. You're 30 minutes from Maker's Mark. You're, right by Heaven Hill. You're right by the Bourbon Trail. I mean, we're right in the heart of a lot of good bourbon. We got the horses. We got them running down the road at Churchill Downs. It's a really good time of year to be here. The leaves are beautiful. I mean, I got red maples, yellow maples,
Wow. Some
with still green. It's a beautiful time of the year. So we're going to do it every year. The first part of December, the leaves will be gone by then. But right now, it's beautiful.
Come now.
Before the azaleas on the wallpaper will be in bloom, I promise you.
Well, maybe that's because it's indoors and it's covered.
That's right. That's right.
So
we'll spray you with a hose if you want to get wet.
Yeah. Help. So James Kaiser is the person I'm talking to, and you may have heard about him with Cosmic Golf. And how is that? I mean, it seems to be spreading all over the place. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, it's Rob Peterson, who you've had on the program before. He developed these targets, and they're unique in the fact that he has a patent on them. And when you hit them, like we have seven targets that are 60 feet wide, and when you hit them, they light up and flash. So you definitely get a lot of great feedback concerning your eyes. So when your eyes see you did something good, it's a good thing. And then you can look at the screen and the game monitor that InRange has, and it's scoring you and it's giving you points, much like a bowling alley, but even cooler because InRange is the top company out there for gaming. And so you have all of that going on, and they've just recently did a range renovation there in Fort Worth, Texas. So even Big Shots now in Fort Worth, Texas has the targets, and there's about 30 venues across the United States that have these target systems. Yeah. And they're just great for the venue because they just see so much more entertainment, so much better occupancy. They charge by the hour, so they're able to charge it a little bit more because the experience is so much better for the golfer. And what we're finding is about 70% of the people that actually come to these venues don't even play golf. They're just there to be entertained.
Yeah.
And people really crave great entertainment.
Yeah. And you know what? We're running out of time. I have to wrap up and thank the people who make this show possible. So one more time. This is I just lost my place. This is the first annual. You're going to do this many times over, right? But everybody should be there for the first one, right?
Absolutely. And,
yes.
And Cosmic Golf, cosmic.golf is the website. .golf is, www.cosmic.golf. That's the website.
Great.
So you can learn all about what we're doing.
Okay. And the 2025 first annual NPT Cosmic Golf Cup is happening in Elizabethtown, and you need to get in touch. Go online and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun talking with you.
Thank you, Danielle.
James
Thanks
Kaiser.
For having me on.
Thank you. Aloha. And now let's thank those people who make all this possible. We get to learn so much. We welcome, of course, Newtown Driving Range. You can warm up before your round or, after work, you just want to hit some balls. Yes, you can wind down after the work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. You get good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Powers week-long celebration. You work smarter and faster and easier with what, Steel has to offer. 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, and a whole lot more on sale. That's Steel on sale, 25% off. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday at Evile or in Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship and family, go golf. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui, and, of course, the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Now, they can't find you without your sign. Seriously, it's like not having a number on the building, so you don't know what building it is. You're trying to find 1110 Kapiolani, and there's no number that doesn't tell you that it's 1110. I need a picture. Honolulu Sign Company. You need to put up a lovely sign that says, "Hey, this is home." And then everybody will come to your house. No, you know what I mean. Putting up Aloha Power Equipment, big sign like they do. Yeah, the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. And they can't find you without a sign, so get one. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot. But before we go, let me give you, Makale has a 10-10. The Peacocks are on the golf course, and so Pele's Peoples. They're at Volcano. 10:48. Lovely tea time for you. And then Pui Pu, we have the movie people playing 12:20. 12:20 is a nice tea time. And the northeasterlies, so it won't feel quite as hot as it has been. Kauai Lagoons has an 11:10. Make that 11:18. And Hawaii Kai has an 11:06. Plenty of time to get out there. Or a 10:10 at Turtle Bay. So I think I have to wrap it up. I'm getting that old wrap up. Aloha. I'll see you next Saturday. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.